Acts 8. Saul approved of his killing. That day, a great persecution started against the church in Jerusalem, and everyone, except the apostles, scattered throughout the country districts of Judea and Samaria. There were some devout people, however, who buried Stephen and made great mourning for him. Saul then began doing great harm to the church. He went from house to house, arresting both men and women and sending them to prison. Those who were scattered went from place to place, proclaiming the good news. And Philip went to a Samaritan town and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The people unanimously paid attention to what Philip was saying, hearing, and seeing the signs which he did. For unclean spirits came shrieking out of many who were possessed, and several paralyzed and lame people were healed. And there was great rejoicing in that town. Now a man called Simon had for some time been practicing magic arts in the town and astounding the Samaritan people, saying that he was someone great, and everyone from the least to the greatest paid attention to him, saying, "He is the power of God that is called great." They had paid attention to him because, for a considerable period, he had astounded them by his wizardry. But when they came to believe Philip, who was proclaiming the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women, and even Simon himself came to believe. After his baptism, Simon attached himself to Philip and was astonished when he saw the wonders and great works of power that took place. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. These went down and prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come down on any of them. They had only been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter answered, "May your money perish forever, and you with it, for thinking that you could get God's gift by money. You have no share, no part in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that this scheme of your heart may be forgiven. For I see that you are in the bitterness of gall and the bonds of sin." Simon replied, "Pray to the Lord for me, so that none of the things of which you have spoken may happen to me." Having given their testimony and spoken the word of the Lord, they went back to Jerusalem, proclaiming the good news to a number of Samaritan villages. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Set out towards the south along the road that leads from Jerusalem down to Gaza, the desert road." So he set off and went. Now there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, an officer at the court of the Candace, or queen of the Ethiopians. He was in charge of her whole treasury. He had been to worship at Jerusalem and was now on his way home, and was sitting in his chariot reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join that chariot." When Philip ran up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How could I, unless I have someone to guide me?" So he urged Philip to get in and sit by his side. Now the passage of scripture he was reading was this: "Like a lamb he was led to the slaughterhouse, dumb like a sheep before its shearer. He never opens his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who will ever describe his descendants, since his life has been cut off from the earth?" The eunuch addressed Philip and said, "I ask you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Beginning to speak and starting with this text of scripture, Philip proclaimed the good news of Jesus to him. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here is some water. What is to prevent me being baptized?" He ordered the chariot to stop. Then Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip found himself in Azotus and went around, proclaiming the good news in every town till he came to Caesarea.